From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The Tunstall baseball team opened the season with a win last night as they beat Gretna 14-4. Gage Taylor got the win on the mound as he came in relief and threw five innings of shutout ball. Jake Howard also had three hits in the win. Tunstall had 15 total hits in the win. The Tunstall softball team also beat Gretna last night 8-0. Kinsley Castle threw a no-hitter on the mound for the Trojans and also hit a two-run home run. Charlie Eastwood and Sarah Payne also had two RBI each. Both Tunstall teams will play Dan River on Friday. Speaking to the Wildcats, the Dan River softball team won their season opener last night as they handled Bassett 15-4. A former Tunstall basketball and track star and current University of Lynchburg star has announced he's entering the transfer portal. Former Trojan Jamarcus Brown announced on social media on Wednesday that he's putting his name in the transfer portal. Brown was recently named the ODAC Defensive Player of the Year and averaged nearly 21 points and 7.5 rebounds per game as a sophomore this past season. The first round of the NCAA tournament will get underway today, and three ACC teams will be in action. At 1:30, 6-seed Louisville and 11-seed South Florida will play on TNT. Then at 2:50 on CBS, number 1 overall seed Duke will take on 16-seed Siena. And at 6:50 p.m. on TNT, 6-seed UNC will play 11-seed VCU in Greenville, South Carolina. In NFL news, the Carolina Panthers made a couple of moves yesterday. The team traded backup quarterback Andy Dalton to the Philadelphia Eagles for a 7th-round pick in next year's draft. The Panthers also signed running back A.J. Dillon to a 1-year deal after spending 5 years with the Packers and last season with the Eagles. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.